We told you recently that the egg recall came at a time when new federal safety rules had just been put into place. Rules aimed at preventing the type of salmonella outbreak in poultry and eggs that we just saw. Dr. Martin Weedman, veterinarian and food science professor with Cornell University, said boosting the testing of more chickens and eggs, though, won't stop all of the problems with egg contamination situations.
This contamination with salmonella can be very rare. So it could just be that 1 out of 1,000 eggs has salmonella in it. So what that means is, this is a big farm which produces hundreds of thousands of eggs. I cannot test enough to identify whether my farm has 1 out of 1,000 or 1 out of 10,000 eggs with salmonella. Because even if I test 900 eggs or 1,000 eggs and these 1,000 eggs are all negative for salmonella, the next egg could be positive. We don't know.
But the new rules that were put in place back on July 9th not only has farms testing eggs and facilities for salmonella, they also have them protecting feed and water from contamination and buying chicks and young hens from suppliers that monitor for salmonella. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.